Peacock period, these people were referred as a jungle Khmer. The Gui people practice animism, and many of their important rituals are still conducted today. For example, the glamour ritual is to appease the personal spirits and to cure ailments. The Gui are also renowned for their ability to capture, tame, and train elephants. The rituals they perform concerning the elephants are believed to bring luck to those who make their living this way. The Khmer are another ethnic important group residing in the lower northeast region from the 7th to the 13th century. Evidence shows that during the 7th to the 8th centuries, there was a large Khmer community in Surin at Ban Phum Pon, and later settlements were scattered throughout the lower northeast and central regions of today's Thailand during the 12th and 13th centuries. This was the time when Khmer influence was at its height, as can be seen in the many religious monuments in the Khmer art style from this period. The Khmer people also have traditional practices which maintain their ethnic identity. These traditions center around birth, marriage, death. Khmer traditional performing arts include dances such as Rueam An Re and Rueam A Yai, song types such as Ja Riang and Jam Riang, and instrumental music such as Kan Drum and the Khmer Folks Ensemble. Lao. Thai and Lao people have long settled along the Kong River. Evidence tells us that in the 18th century, King Sisamut Puttangkun of Champasak in Laos sent officials from Sisatana Kanahut to govern various areas, including the city of Srinakhon Tau, or today's Ratanaburi district of Surin. Traces of the many Lao settlements can be seen in many places. The Laos have several traditions that are still practiced, including the Bun Bang Phai, Bun Pho Wet, and the Bai Si Su Khuan. Surin province is famous for its handicrafts, especially the Matmi silk weaving, which is used to make skirts, scarves, dotties, and decorative skirt borders. Weaving brings in important income, especially for the Lao, Khmer, and Gui people. Silver ornaments and implements called Prakeum are also produced in Surin province. Ban Khot in Khwao Sinarin district is a famous handicraft center for Prakeum and brings to the local people a good reputation and needed income. The Surin National Museum is the medium by which knowledge about the province, from many viewpoints, is presented to the public. The area has flourished with a long cultural history, derived from the ethnic mix and traditions of the various groups living in the Mun and Mekong River basins. The people of this area have performed an important role in Surin continuing development.